Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, Glenn Beck just happened to talk recently on his program about George Barna, the Barna Group. We talk about his statistics. He always studies the church and the condition of the church in the world and in America. It's very interesting what they're talking about. Now, he calls Barna Barna, but his first name, he doesn't call him George, but it's George Barna that he's talking about. As a matter of fact, let's go there now.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes. Go ahead.
Did you see Jim Barna? Is it Jim Barna? James Barna? Yeah, James Barna study that came out on biblical worldview.
No.
Okay, you don't remember who James Barna is? James Barna is the big pollster that does most of the religious studies,
yes.
Cultural religious stuff. Yeah, been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a little confused by the last election. Now, he is a guy who goes in and all he studies is religious people. And the last survey he took, I think it was like 55% of the American people said they have a biblical worldview, which means they view you want to understand how they see the world. You understand the Bible, and that's the lens that they see everything through.
Is this in the U.S.? Only 55%?
In the U.S.
Only 55%?
55%. Okay. That was the last one. He was confused by the last election. And he's like, where's the biblical worldview for 55%?
Uh-huh.
And so he goes back and he does another study. This study just came out. 49% now say they have a biblical worldview.
So it went down 6%. How fast?
Oh, but wait, there's more.
Wow.
But he did something that he's never done before. He said, let me ask you biblical questions. Do you believe that Noah? Do you believe Moses? Do you believe Jesus? Do you believe all these stories? Okay. Yes, 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 yes. 49% now say, yes, I believe those stories are true. All right. Only 49%. However, he added the traits that go with it. So if you say you agreed with the Moses story is true, he threw in
like commandments,
cultural,
10 commandments.
Cultural questions about stealing,
uh-huh.
about lying, about okay?
Smart. That's really
right.
That's good.
So do you live any of those things?
Mm-hmm.
So out of the 49%, only 15% actually have a biblical worldview. 15% in the United States.
15% follow through.
15%
with their standards.
Follow through with their standards in America. And here's the other fun fact.
Wow.
Millennials, 4%.
Oh, I believe that.
4%.
Hmm. That's not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, youth would, I'm not surprised that the number's worse, but the number's bad all the way around. I mean, we talked
really
about this
bad.
Too. You know, in 2011, 30% of evangelicals felt elected officials who committed immoral acts could fulfill public duties. Only 30% believed if you committed immoral acts, you should even be in office.
But I wonder if that was like the Barna thing that, you know, now put them, you know, put Bill Clinton back in the 90s, but make him a Republican. I wonder if they would have felt the same way.
Well, I can answer that because in 2011, 30% of evangelicals felt elected officials who committed immoral acts could fulfill public duties. In 2016, it was 72%. From 30 to 72. And that has to do with those opinions are just moved on whatever the events of the day are, right? I mean, because
right.
It was.
Is that brimstone I'm hearing land on the roof?
It did start to rain and it is heavy.
I don't know exactly what brimstone is. But
you're going to find out soon enough.
I don't either, but I'm hearing it.
That is so important. Obviously, it was George Barna they're talking about. George Barna's got a brand new book out called George Barna 2017. Also a book out on the pastors in America, given a statistical reality, the aging of pastors and what's taking place. But think about that. These statistics really tell us why things are the way they are. Because you always wonder, you're thinking like, so you're a Christian and you say you love Jesus, but you've never read your Bible. You know, no, I don't read my Bible, but I saw a church sign one day when I was riding down the road. It said something like that. And you start seeing people like, well, you know, marriage is this, and this is what God says. Well, people never knew what God said about marriage, which means what are we teaching from the places that God's given us a place to teach? And it's like, I remember during our last season, You know, God was showing us very specifically. He had a prophetic man show up. We were in a boardroom. We were having a meeting on our television program. And he just began to prophesy about the condition of the church and what's going on. And God, you know, was revealing through him that, you know, God was very upset with what was taking place, what was being, I mean, if the church doesn't know a biblical worldview, the question is, what are we teaching from our pulpits? What are we teaching when we talk to them? What is our conversations about? They all know. I mean, even Jesus said, you know, the Word of God says Jesus came down, he saw they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. So he taught them many things. I mean, he's, you know, when the man starts to wave him down, he calls him and says, good teacher. He says, who are you calling good? Now, he's a teacher. He came to teach the ways of God. He even told the disciples, I want you to go and make disciples of all the nations. And he said, a true disciple is someone who actually knows and follows my teaching. When you follow my teaching, you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. This is dangerous numbers. There's no political reality that's going to get the church out of the place that we are. We're going to have to repent. We're going to have to turn back to God. We're going to have to get hungry for the things of God again. There's so many distractions right now. A lot of digital games and different things like that that's distracting people from the main thing. We've got to keep the main thing the main thing. 4% of millennials, only 4%, have a biblical worldview. But it looks like their parents, only 15% of their parents have a biblical worldview. And 49% altogether. Think about this. This is what they're saying. That 15% of the people who profess to be a Christian, regular church attender every 2 weeks or so, that they don't, they're the only, they know what God says and they follow what God says. That's 15%. That's not good. That puts us in a place where we can easily be deceived. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet, you can go to Vine Fellowship Network and check out Emmaus Road. It's a place that you can get on this road and begin to ascend the knowledge of the Lord. And it's just a casual thing. It can go with you wherever you go, whether it's on your phone, your computer, you know, and you can begin to grow in the knowledge of the Lord. And it's a place of maturing and completeness that when you do that, and your life totally changed forever. He says, this is what he says. He says, you'll be tossed back and forth like the wind and the waves until you do this. And if you want your life to be steady, you want it to be stable, you need to get a biblical worldview, the knowledge of God, the fullness of the knowledge of God. And you can do that by getting up under a teacher, finding someone, or getting on Emmaus Road at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. That's amazing, isn't it? When you look at the statistics and knowing that we got to do a better job.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is coming to the realization that I've got to walk out what I'm professing with my mouth.
Just in case you just joined us, mm-hmm. we're talking about the statistics that, you know, George Barna took another survey of America, and he said in the survey that out of 49% who said they had a biblical worldview, he kind of put in other questions in that survey to ask them things like, you know what's right, do you do what's right?
Do you actually do these things?
Do you even consider doing it? And it dropped all the way down to 15%.
Right.
And then in regards to the millennials, it dropped down to 4%. And that's dangerous because all of a sudden somebody can come in and say, this is God and that is God, or this is where you go. And the whole thing
Everything just shifts. Well, you look at how Jesus responded to the religious leaders. He said, they worship me with their mouths, but their hearts are far from me.
Right.
And how many times, you know, the Bible talks about the fact that, you know, Jesus, the one who searches hearts and minds, God is not so... We get so focused on the outward appearances, but God's focused on the inside. He's focused on our hearts, and that's what matters the most. And we're only going to do that which is in our hearts.
Yeah, and that's why we always talk about abiding, because it's not about religion. It's not about a whole bunch of rules and that type of thing. It's the fact that when you love someone, when you love someone, you listen to them, and you pay attention to what's going on. And when they're God, and you love God, that you're listening to the one who created everything. A biblical worldview is a God view.
Yeah.
You know, why are trees trees, and, you know, why is economy economy, and why are governments government? And I mean, God talks about every single thing in his word.
And his view doesn't change.
No, you know, men change, but God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.